everyone out there and welcome to Girl Talk, especially those of you who were born in the 80s because you grew up in the best decade ever. And I am here with my sidekick, one of those, Miss Serena Blair.
One of those 90s kids.
Yes. And we're here with Dick Avery.
I'm not a 90s kid.
But you enjoyed it.
Yes, very much so.
So turn off your Saved by the Bell episode and listen to the show because we're talking about the 90s.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So Serena and I grew up in 90s, the millennium.
I remember, yeah, Y2K.
I do remember Y2K when everyone freaked out like crazy. I think it was the New Year's Eve. I had a t-shirt that said Y2K, and I was sitting in front of the TV counting down to see if the computer
would blow up. Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't. Stupid.
Mayhem didn't happen.
Stupid.
Everyone was okay.
So, girls, what are your biggest memories of the 90s? Entertainment-wise, not like life-wise, entertainment-wise.
Definitely the music, I think I remember the most. And a lot of that had to do with my sister taking me to concerts and stuff. Like, my first concert was a Fiona Apple concert.
Oh, nice.
And then I think shortly after that I did Cake.
Ooh.
I remember Cake.
Yeah, I still listen to Cake. I love Cake. But yeah, definitely the music. And I listened to a lot of Nirvana at the time.
I remember the girl that lived across from me, she was a big fan of Cake, and she would buy their CDs and give them to me as gifts. That's what I remember about that band.
I don't remember the music.
I don't remember the music. I just remember her giving it to me.
Wow. So music, though, more than movies or television, do you think, in the 90s?
I would say TV for me was big.
You know, I watched a lot of TV, but I don't necessarily remember it the way I remember
the music.
Listening to the music, because the music is really, like, I mean, I had that on. I didn't have a TV in my room, so I had that on in my room all the time, so that just kind of like defined
all the
moment for me.
Especially when they had actual CDs.
Yeah, and when I actually got my first little boombox CD player, that was like
Walkman.
A big deal. I had a Walkman.
Did you have a Walkman?
I had a Walkman, and then I had a Discman.
Oh, I remember that. And it was the big thing, because if you got the cool one, you felt pretty cool.
Yeah.
But they would skip a lot, right? I remember the first one I bought, I would take it out for a walk, and it would skip too much.
Yeah, you couldn't, like, move it.
You couldn't, so you'd have to hold
it
steady. It
was not actually portable.
Right. They say, oh, this is fully portable, but you walk with it, and then the music keeps stopping.
No.
Because an iPod, I looked it up, I thought the iPod came out in the late 90s, but apparently it came out in 2001, I think it said.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was way before that.
No. Because I went through a few Walkmans or Discmans before I actually got an iPod.
And I remember the little iPod Shuffle. And
that's 2000s.
Yeah.
You got to go further than back than that.
I thought it was the late 90s. No.
You were on drugs.
Oh, that's right. That's when I started.
What,
but I remember television the most, like Saved by the Bell.
See, sometimes you say things that I think you should just keep to yourself.
Full House?
I watched Full House.
Oh.
Then that was weird because...
Growing Pains?
They're the same age as me. So, yeah. And I knew what high school they went to, and like I was friends with some of their friends, and like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then also on top of that, reading all the tabloid stuff about them, because that was the same time Mary-Kate was going through her eating disorder.
Yeah.
I remember someone said to me the other day about how she was hungry and was like trying to diet, and I'm like, bitch, please. I grew up with the Olsen twins. I've been hungry my whole life. Like,
exactly.
Nothing different.
You don't know what hunger is.
They're the same.
I'm trying to think. So the 90s, 91, 92, 93, 94.
I remember Skinny Eyebrows.
Did you watch the Mary-Kate and Ashley movies they made after Full House?
I had a friend who was obsessed with them, so I watched a couple at her house, but
I remember that they came out with a lot of movies.
Did you like Fiona Apple's first video for Smooth Criminal?
Yes. That was definitely... I definitely masturbated to that a couple times.
Yeah, I probably did too.
That was a hot video. And that was actually... And that was like when I first started like getting into to that body type, I think, because I don't think I was really into super skinny girls until I saw that, and I was just like, oh, I'm all about those hip bones.
Yeah, I know. Anorexia is hot.
Right? Yeah, that was when anorexia was hot.
The new thing.
Heroin chic of the 90s. That was a big deal back in the 90s.
Yeah.
It was.
It was really cool. Back in fashion magazines, would always like heroin chic. I was like, okay, whatever.
You look like you're dying.
There's nothing. It's like there's nothing chic so about heroin. At all. I don't understand.
It was back then.
No, but it wasn't even then. It was like we'd always joke. Like, there's nothing. You can call it, come up with something, another name for it, because heroin's not really
chic. But
there's
nothing cool about it.
Yeah. I mean, I had friends die from heroin. So I did my share of heroin. But
so
it's
much
like,
fun. What about bands? Like a
Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud. Oh my God. Soundgarden.
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 Alice
really
in Chains.
Good. Oh, so many.
Alice in Chains.
Hootie
was,
and the Blowfish.
Was good. Nah.
Sublime.
Sublime.
I'm Sublime. Trying yes. I'm
trying to think who else.
I think Alice in Chains was really good back then. I thought they were
amazing. Who else? What about?
You don't like the Backstreet Boys?
No.
No.
No. I hated boy bands. When did that all start? That was like horrible. That was like the end of grunge and everything came these.
You know, Simon Cowell started a lot of boy bands?
Yeah. Although, I have to admit, I did go through a Spice Girls phase.
Ugh.
I was all about Posh Spice.
Well, who isn't? She was the best one.
She's cool.
No, I couldn't handle them Spice Girls at all. Hard.
Spice Girls, I have a VHS tape of their concert. I think it was on HBO.
Wow.
You still own VHSs?
I have that. So I went, and the night that it was on, my best friend at the time, I went to her house. She begged her mom to tape it, to buy it on HBO. We stayed up late, just ate a crap load of sugar, and we knew all the dance moves, and we watched the whole concert.
Again, some of those things that you're not supposed to talk about.
I thought this was a safe place.
I'm not ashamed of my Spice Girls phase.
Did you ever have a poster or anything?
No.
Did you ever buy Spice World, the movie?
No. I liked the songs, and I, you know, did the thing with my friends and sung with them. And I think I may have had a cassette tape of them. Like their first
cassettes were
first
cool.
Cassette.
Whatever happened to cassettes?
And I listened to that, but I mean, I never got really super obsessed with any media thing.
Yeah.
So.
Did you ever put posters on your wall?
I went through a phase where I put pictures of models, like girls, on my wall. I didn't know why I was doing that. Just
posters in general.
Yeah. Nobody particular, though. Not Cindy Crawford.
I was very into Angelina Jolie.
That's not a bad thing. But it was because the 90s also, when you think about, now you're talking about models, but like that was like when supermodels were like such a big deal, whether it was Linda Evangelista, Naomi Campbell, Cindy Crawford. Mm-hmm.
And there was a handful of big ones.
Christy Turlington.
Big models at the time.
That's them. Yeah. The supermodels. And they were huge. They couldn't do, everything they did was just a big deal. Like everything, anytime they were in a magazine, anytime they were just there. Linda Evangelista was just a goddess, you know?
Yeah.
Used to do all that stuff, and they were just like, could do no wrong. Then there was like the models, and then it was the rock stars and dating the models, and it was all of this. It was just crazy. It was
that whole thing.
It was like super, super everything.
That's when the heroin came.
Yeah.
I think the heroin was there before.
Is there any movies from the 90s?
Movies I don't remember as much.
No?
I remember, for some reason, the first thing that comes to mind is Forrest Gump. Because that was like a huge movie.
But that's a great movie. I love that movie.
It is, but
I love that movie.
Like, that definitely defines that era for me. Like, I remember my sister and mom, like, watching the Academy Awards and, like, cheering.
Yeah.
When he won. And I don't think I was allowed to watch the movie yet at the time.
Yeah. But it's one that you definitely watch more than once. Because I think there's only a handful of movies that you could watch like 10 times, and they're still good. Every time you watch them, they're always good.
Did Titanic come out in the late 90s, or was that the 2000s?
I don't know. Like I just pulled up a list of movies from the 90s. Goodfellas, Boys in the Hood.
I think Titanic was the...
Silence of the Lambs.
after 2000, Terminator, I could be wrong.
Reservoir Dogs was great.
I remember Silence of the Lambs because my cousin showed it to me.
Jurassic Park.
Schindler's List.
Fuck yeah. Okay, Jurassic Park for
sure. Professional, Pulp Fiction.
Do you remember going to Blockbuster and actually renting movies?
No, never did that.
Really?
I always bought everything. I never rented. Even to this day, I buy before I rent.
I don't buy a lot of movies because I don't watch them.
Ooh, Speed. Remember Speed with Keanu? Mm-hmm. Seven. Toy Story.
The Matrix?
No,
wasn't
that
in the 90s?
No, that was after. Mm. The Usual Suspects.
I remember Seven.
Fargo. Trainspotting, my favorite movie of all time.
I remember Trainspotting.
And Fargo. L.A. Confidential.
The Neverending Story. Which is really, older, but
the only thing is, during the time,
Matrix.
I wasn't
yes, you're right.
Oh, cool.
Fight Club.
What year did The Matrix come out?
99, right at the end.
I just made it.
That's new. That's really new. And you're like, wait a minute, how many years is that now? 17 years.
It's funny when you think back, when you see something on a piece of paper and it says like 1998, and you go, wow, that was how many years ago?
Yeah, no, that's the thing I tell people all the time is like you think, oh, well, that was 1999 wasn't that long ago, but then you'd go,
yeah,
holy
it was.
Shit.
Yeah.
17 years ago, you know? that's what's so crazy about time. Like you guys, like you said, you grew up in the 90s. It's already 2016. The 90s.
They're way gone.
They're way gone. Doesn't that make you feel old?
But it doesn't seem like that long ago to me.
Doesn't?
No, it really doesn't.
It seems like a while ago to me. I was so young then. Like, I was a kid. I wasn't even allowed to watch rated R movies yet. I didn't watch Silence of the Lambs. I remember it being out. I don't remember being able to watch it.
Yeah, you're right. Titanic, 1997.
Oh, there we go.
Good at this.
Yeah.
Titanic was one exception because my mom felt it was historical. And so even though I wasn't 13 yet, she did let me watch that PG-13 movie because it had historical value.
Special occasions.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah, never have.
Titanic? It's
kind of an epic.
Oh, Clueless in 95.
Clueless, yes. Oh, yeah. My God.
Who doesn't love Clueless?
I love Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
I think she's awesome.
As if.
Oh, my God.
That's such a good movie. To this day, that's one of those ones that holds up really well.
I hope they don't remake it.
Oh, God, no.
I hope
that would be a disaster.
To all the movie people, do not remake it.
The Last
of
the Mohicans. Oh, the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, my God, yes.
I remember when that came out.
I also was not allowed to watch that.
Really?
And don't watch it if you get seasick easily.
I just remember, like, a lot of these I've seen, like, Out of Sight with George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez.
That movie was really terrifying the first time I saw it, though.
The Blair Witch Project?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second time, I was like, this is a piece of shit.
And now when you watch it now, you're just like, this is so cheesy bad. Like,
But back then, I do remember when I saw it, too, and I was scared.
Thelma and Louise?
I don't remember that.
You don't? Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
Girls love that movie. Why do girls love that movie?
Because it's so sad, you cry.
Why?
Because.
You cry a lot.
She's a big baby.
Well, you know.
But why do you cry?
Because it's Johnny Depp, and you feel bad for him.
Why?
And you just want to get him to a surgeon so he can give him hands.
I just thought it was a cool movie.
And he had such a sad life.
Are you sad because the movie sucked? Because that's what made
me. No, that was a good movie.
It sucked.
No, it was good. It was just sad.
He makes the worst movies.
He has some good ones.
Scream. Remember Scream?
Oh, my God.
That was a big deal.
That was a big deal. Really big deal.
Yeah. Fight Club. Thin Red Line. Wild at Heart. Oh, I remember seeing Wild at Heart. Like, all our friends, we were like, oh, you got to go see Wild at Heart because it's David Lynch. And, you know, it was like, oh, it's going to be weird and creepy. And Nicolas Cage thinking he's Elvis, singing all these Elvis songs is just amazing. Weird,
Fight Club
weird movie.
Is older than I thought it was.
The Big Lebowski.
I wrote a paper in my first year of college, I took English, and I wrote a 10-page paper on Fight Club.
Nice. Good job.
Kids. Oh, my God. That's
And then
95.
The teacher that I had, she believed in never giving anyone an A, so she gave everyone Bs and Cs, and I was so pissed at her because she gave me a C. I don't know. But she just railed on everybody.
The greatest movie ever made, Point Break.
I haven't seen that.
Did you see the remake?
No. I have no desire to. They shouldn't touch things like that.
Most movies they shouldn't touch.
No, I know.
I think I remember music more than movies. Right. And I remember, did they have...
But like I'm trying to think, and so 1991, how old were you? Like, you were born, you're only like six years old.
Yeah, we were probably like 3 in 91.
Yeah. So you missed like all the really good stuff.
Well, we missed...
We got the end of the 90s.
Yeah.
We got the good part.
You got the good part, the late 90s?
The meaty part.
I got jelly sandals, and I got tattoo chokers. And
what are jelly
acid
sandals?
Acid-washed jeans.
Acid-washed jeans tattoos. Were not good, ever. What are jelly sandals?
Those ones you can see through.
They're like plastic.
Okay.
I had clear glitter.
Those were huge.
Was that huge? Did you have...
I had a bunch of
them. Wear them everywhere?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm going to Google
also,
that.
I remember, do you remember the little pocket game?
Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchi.
Yes, I had a few of those.
Dick, do you remember what Tamagotchi is? It's a little...
Or Nanopet?
Nanopet. It's a little...
Was that at the same time as Rubik's Cubes, or was that the 80s?
That was the 80s. That was before the 80s. But it was a little electronic pet that you must feed every day to take care of it or it'll die. And it was this little pocket game. And everyone would go to school.
Like on a keychain, yeah.
On a little keychain. And they would bring it to school and they would sit there and press all the buttons and take care of their pet. And they're like, look, my pet grew today.
They all got confiscated.
Yeah.
I remember my one friend, like, she killed it in the middle of a store, like, I just started bawling uncontrollably. and I was just looking at her like, you know you can make a new one, right?
Like, no, my life is over.
do you guys remember when you got your first cell phone?
Uh-huh. It was a Nokia. God.
What year?
Razor?
Oh, I don't remember. I had a pager before my cell phone, actually.
Did you?
I had a green neon.
I never had a pager.
Pager.
We had a pager back in the day.
Don't remember what fun. The year was when I first got my cell phone, but I definitely remember.
I remember Razor phones a lot.
I had a Razor. And I remember like going to the kiosk at like on 3rd Street Promenade or at the mall and like buying the new covers.
Yeah.
For my Nokia.
3rd Street Promenade.
New one comes out.
I bet you that place is still there now. Probably. Selling covers for the iPhone.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, same place.
All they do is update their stuff.
Yeah, they just ordered new shit from China.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was fun because there was no touchscreen keyboard, so you had to press
buttons.
You had to press 3-4 times.
And you had to play Snake.
Yeah. Oh, God, I remember that. I still have a couple, maybe more than a couple, of my old cell phones sitting in a box upstairs somewhere.
I have an old BlackBerry somewhere.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there, like a couple Nokias and a couple other weird ones. But like, it's funny how what it's all turned into. Like this phone is now more powerful than my first computer that I bought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I always tell people when I bought my first, what was it, in the 80s, my first Mac was, it was a Mac something or other, but it had like... no internal hard drive, and then it had like an external hard drive that was 20 megabytes.
Oh my God.
So it couldn't even hold a photo that I have today, because the photo I have, the photos I shoot are like 60, 70 megs.
That's insane.
So it was, and it's so...
What did you do with it?
Not a lot.
Math?
barely that. Barely
nothing.
That.
You could write like, one sentence.
And it only had 4 megabytes of RAM.
Oh my God.
And so nowadays, and it was like $2,000. And nowadays, you know, everything's like 64, like these things have like, they're just massive. It's crazy.
Thousands more.
Yeah. And everything was on floppy disks.
Yep. I still have some of those around here somewhere.
I remember
going to school and bringing floppy disks.
Uh-huh.
And playing Oregon Trail.
Yes.
Remember Oregon Trail?
I played so much Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail was the only computer game they had when I was going to middle school.
Okay. What is it? What kind of game?
It's like, I guess it's mostly a learning history lesson, but you use your coins to buy supplies, and you're a pioneer. And you're going on a journey and like, oh, we need food. We ran out of food, so you buy more food.
Or you can hunt a buffalo.
It's like
but you can't actually carry all the food back to your cabin because buffalo are huge. Yeah.
And then you can build the landscape around you.
Sounds like SimCity or something.
Kind of, yeah.
It was
probably the precursor to that.
Probably the precursor to a lot of apps they have now. Yeah. But it was the only game available back then. in school.
Wow.
Like they had, I remember they dedicated, like every Friday we would sit for 3 hours and play Oregon Trail.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was a whole thing.
You need to get outside.
Maybe I should.
So, wow. Well,
maybe I should get out more.
Now you're making me all depressed about the 90s. I'm more depressed about how long ago it was.
Yeah. It still feels like nothing.
Rolling
long
Stone
ago.
Just came out with a special edition called The 90s. And it's the whole issue's all about the 90s. And it actually has Fiona in it. And it's just, I was flipping through it and just thinking about like how this was really, the 90s were pretty good. And then you're like, but it's so long ago.
Yeah.
Did they have warehouse music where you grew up?
Yeah.
That's the biggest one I remember because I went there almost every week.
Tower Records was really where you went. Like, especially since I've been living in LA, we always go to Tower Records. Do you remember the Tower on Sunset?
Yep.
Did you ever go to that one?
Yep. Yeah. All the time. Yeah. Tower on Sunset.
You know my records, how much money I spent there? The most I ever spent there was $1,800.
Oh my God.
What did you buy? Everything?
I used to have a massive collection. Massive. I'm talking CDs, LPs, you name it. Massive. This place was covered wall to wall with vinyl, everything. And I would just go buy shit. I was, go in there and just be like, okay, I want this. And then plus I got mostly everything free from friends or whatever. So I just buy it. I just spent $1,800 there. That was my record.
Wow.
In one trip.
Yeah. It never happened again. Business manager took my credit cards and then that was it. And she was like, you're never doing that again.
I go,
mas. She goes, you're never doing that again. I go, why? She goes, give me your credit cards. And I was like, okay, never mind.
Did the documentary on Tower Records come out yet?
Yeah.
It's out now?
Yeah, you should definitely watch it.
I haven't seen it.
Definitely watch it.
It's done by Colin Hanks.
Very, yeah.
I saw the preview for it.
I just saw I think they're bringing it back.
They opened it up for an event to promote the documentary. I don't know if it's like coming back for good.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what I didn't understand what that was. I just drove by it for 2 seconds.
It's a promotional thing.
Yeah, they had a party there.
Oh.
That's a good idea, though. My friend, he's still in a band now, but their band back, I think it was, 10 years ago, right before Tower closed, they were supposed to have a big promotional thing for their band, and they closed, 2 months later, and they were like, so close to getting a big record deal and everything, and they just shut everything down.
Bummer.
That's crazy.
But I remember when all those places closed.
I know. Ugh. Warehouse used to be up here on La Brea and Sunset, gone. Like, even all those small...
That was the best place.
I never liked Warehouse. I always went to Tower Records or...
They had movies and everything.
And there was a place on Melrose. I think it's over in... It moved, but a place called Vinyl Fetish that was on Melrose for years. A lot of money I spent on that shit.
Yeah, I just remember Tower and Amoeba.
Amoeba. Amoeba's so cool.
You guys are so young. God. All right.
I think talking about all this stuff makes us feel really.
Yeah,
old.
I'm gonna be. I'm actually makes me really depressed. So let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Let's go eat some ice cream.
Let's not feel worse about ourselves. Yeah. We're gonna go eat ice cream and not watch any of these old movies, or maybe a couple of them.
Yeah. All right. Wrap it up, Nick.
So we've had a great time today. Serena, where can everyone find you on the interweb?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SexySerenaB, and my website is serenablair.com.
You can find me on iHeartNikki.com and Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next. Dick, you grew up a little before the 90s, but where can everyone find you today?
You can find me outside your window, your bedroom window.
Oh.
Watching you.
You better be playing a guitar.
You better not have Spanish a camera guitar with you.
No camera. Just me peering over the...
Okay, good. That's why I keep my curtains closed.
Exactly.
Thank you.
All right. Say goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.